This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Seven candidates for the Democratic Party's nomination in the U.S. presidential race are beginning a debate this hour in the southern state of South Carolina. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is the front runner of the moment, but former Vice President Joe Biden has been gaining some ground and hopes to make a good showing in South Carolina. Tuesday's debate is not only a chance for the candidates to make an impression on the voters of South Carolina, but also some of those in the 14 states and one U.S. territory holding primaries on March 3rd, a date that has been nicknamed Super Tuesday. U.S. President Donald Trump said Tuesday that Supreme Court Justices Sonia Sotomayor and Ruth Bader Ginsburg should remove themselves from cases involving him or his administration. Trump's call for the liberal-leaning justices to recuse themselves came during a news conference in New Delhi. Sotomayor wrote a dissenting opinion late Friday criticizing the Trump administration for routinely claiming emergencies and asking the Supreme Court to act quickly to implement controversial policies. Sotomayor also targeted her conservative co-workers in the dissent, saying they are too willing to accommodate the Trump administration on such requests. Sotomayor's dissent came in response to the court's 5-4 decision, allowing a Trump administration rule banning most legal immigrants from receiving public assistance. The Supreme Court is preparing to hear arguments on whether Mr. Trump must abide by congressional subpoenas for his financial records and whether he's exempt from criminal probes while president. Trump also took aim at Ginsburg on Tuesday, claiming she went wild in criticizing him during the 2016 campaign season. Ginsburg said in July 2016 that Trump, then a presidential candidate, was a faker. You're listening to VOA News. Movie mogul Harvey Weinstein spent the night in a hospital last night rather than the notorious Rikers Island prison, where he's expected to await his March 11th sentencing date. Weinstein complained of chest pain Monday after being convicted of third-degree rape and sexual assault. Weinstein's defense team is expected to appeal the verdict. Meanwhile, a group of women in Los Angeles who say he also assaulted them are celebrating the conviction, AP correspondent Margie Zaraletta reports.
The group of women, who include TV reporters, former Harvey Weinstein employees, and actresses including Rosanna Arquette, call themselves the Silence Breakers because they spoke up about what they say he did to them. Weinstein has said all sexual contact was consensual and proclaimed his innocence even as he was convicted. The women say the verdict means that abuse survivors will be believed, even if they go up against a man with the money and power that Weinstein has. Former actress Louisa Geis says her message to Weinstein is that he no longer holds all the cards.
We will see you here in Los Angeles, where hopefully your conviction will leave you in jail for life.
I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Longtime Egyptian leader Hosni Mubarak has died at the age of 91. Edward Uranian files this report for VOA from Cairo.
Former Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak, who took power in 1981 after his predecessor Anwar Sadat was killed in a hail of bullets, ruled the country with a firm hand for nearly 30 years, presiding over what some call a long era of peace and prosperity, and others condemn for corruption and stagnation. Following the announcement of his resignation on February 11, 2011, Mubarak remained in Egypt, eventually being put on trial for the killings of protesters during 18 days of demonstrations to oust him. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
President Trump is trying to minimize fears about the coronavirus. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
Very well under control in our country.
At a news conference in India, the president said very few Americans have the virus. Hours later on Capitol Hill, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar said more will get it.
We cannot hermetically seal off the United States to a virus.
Azar defended the administration's response so far and its emergency request for $2.5 billion to get ready for a potential outbreak. Republican Senator Richard Shelby was among those from both parties questioning whether that's enough, warning a spreading virus could become an existential threat.
If you lowball something like this, you'll pay for it later.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. military says a senior al-Shabaab leader behind the deadly January 5th attack in Kenya was killed February 22 in precision airstrikes. VOA News.